Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3. Mind Your Business with Howie Lim and Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
Now, homegrown restaurant reservation site Choke, which started in 2011, is one of the few startups that has stood the test of time. 8 years is no mean feat in the startup circuit.
Well, with 200 employees and over 4,000 restaurant clients in 7 markets, Choke's revenue for 2018 stood at 19.5 million Singapore dollars, almost doubling from the 10.4 million Sing dollars recorded a year ago. Sean Tan is COO of Choke, and he joins us right here live in the studio to tell us about the secret of their success. So Sean, what's made Choke survive this long?
Firstly, a big thank you, Howie and Bernard, for having me on the show.
Happy to have you, Sean.
So I think basically we work on two key pillars, right? So people is one of key focus. The other key focus that we have when we run the business is innovation. When we talk about people, we're talking about relationship both externally and internally. Externally, we focus on our restaurant customers. We try to foster long-term relationships with them, understand their needs, even as it changes and evolves, right, with the industry. On the consumer side, what we try to anticipate is the consumer behaviors and be able to understand and anticipate that. So that allows us to have insights to go away to innovate on products that built to suit their needs.
Mm. How has, though, the space evolved since you guys started some 8 years ago?
Well, if you look at the restaurant scene in Singapore itself, the restaurant scene has evolved tremendously. In recent years, Singapore has become a massive food hub and a traveler's destination just for food.
I've always felt that to be always... Right. we're a foodie nation. We always kind of have been.
That is true. That is very true. But also, we have become a bit more on the map for travelers as well.
Okay.
Too. So we have recently, you know,
because of
Michelin star, top 50 restaurants, etc. Right.
Okay.
That kind of changed the awareness of the restaurant scene in Singapore for your normal consumer.
Right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So as the scene kind of evolved, it has become much more vibrant, but also means it has become much more
heats up, right? Competition, yeah.
More opportunities.
That for sure.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So then when the competition comes in, the restaurants are looking at how to operate much more efficiently, cost perspective, but also on a revenue perspective, how do they kind of maximize their revenue potential, right?
Mm.
And at the initial stage, obviously, how Choke started was we were trying to solve a very simple problem. Basically, remember the days when you pick up the phone and you try to call the restaurants?
Nobody engaged. Answers.
Yes. Either they were either busy or the restaurants were closed, right?
Right.
And that caused frustrations with the consumer. So we saw that as an issue. But on the restaurant side, they also start to realize they're missing out on revenue potential. They're missing out on getting the bookings, right? Filling the tables. And that's very important for restaurants.
Obviously,
so
yep.
We started out from a very simple solution, helping them manage the tables and also drive reservations to the restaurants and help them manage those reservations. But now, as years gone by, we have started to see restaurants use technology much more sophisticatedly than before. They want to use data to better drive customer service, for example, right? They want to better understand their customer needs and behavior and want to make data-driven business decisions.
So right.
There's a huge evolution from driving much more operational stuff to more business-focused stuff.
So you're saying that the space is not resistant to the onslaught of technology these days? They're more receptive, they're more open to it?
Definitely.
They've embraced it. Open arms.
Yeah, they have to, right? Because a consumer has moved that way means that businesses have to move that way as well. That's where the customers are. So they need to be where the customers are, right? But like any technology adoption, at the beginning, there were a lot of education, right? We went through stages where we had to go down to restaurants, be able to educate them, be able to handhold them, making sure they're comfortable. And a lot of restaurants don't necessarily have staff that are, you know, comfortable with technology per se, right?
Not tech savvy.
And that's a huge concern for them. While the restaurant management wants to embark on embracing the technology, the ground staff could be, you know, the front of house staff for them could be a roadblock.
Mm.
What we did is actually we built a team down to train this ground staff.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually handhold them and make sure this ground staff understand the system, is comfortable with the technology piece and uses the technology piece on a daily basis.
Mm, so you're seeing that tech is infiltrating the restaurant space now. How else is it doing this as well?
Well, on an operational perspective, right? So on an operational perspective, they are using tech to enhance, to solve problems, right? Because F&B, in the F&B industry...
Always talent shortage.
Yes.
Labor crunch.
Shortage of stuff. There's always a staff crunch for them.
Yep.
And that's where really technology piece comes in, and that's where some of a solution that we provide restaurant comes in very strongly too. But the other piece is also, as I said, revenue, right?
Yeah.
So with the data piece, they are able to gather data, they are able to understand when they need to react, you know, when they have a free table and how to automate getting another customer in to fill that table quickly.
Oh, so it's more like data collection, data mm-hmm. analysis, because I'm not sure how much I would like my fried rice to be fried by a robot. You might lose the wok here. Talk to us about Chope's operating and business models. I mean, we know what you do. We've probably all used you before to make a reservation in our mm-hmm. favorite restaurant, mm-hmm. but how are you guys making the money, keeping the lights on, so to speak?
Well, we are currently operating in 7 cities, as you know. So we are a Singapore-founded company and started in Singapore. So it was our first ground, of course. It was our testing ground. We now have garnered over the years, you know, and understand the business model that worked for us. And now is bring those business model to the markets that we want to enter. So some of the markets that are key under our focus are Indonesia, Thailand, and Hong Kong, for example, right?
Mm-hmm.
So those are our key focus at this point. So our focus right now is really to maximize the growth opportunity, including mature markets like Singapore as well. So one country that we really like to look into, obviously, is Indonesia. Is a huge potential for us.
Mm.
They have a huge, very steep tech adoption curve, which outbids Singapore mm-hmm. in the days, right? So we are trying to leaning to building a team that can support that growth rapidly.
Okay. Tell us, what are some of the current challenges that Chope faces? I mean, and how they're being tackled right now?
At the beginning, I talk about our focus being on people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Internally, and that's what we are trying to focus on too. As we introduce more structure and process and technology to improve our own efficiency as a business, it's also very important for us to maintain a startup culture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have to be nimble, we have to be adaptive, we have to be innovative and also dynamic.
200 employees, I'm not sure how startup culture anymore Chope is, Sean.
Well, yeah. In fact, it's
some structures still need to be put in place, organizational structure, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's a challenge for us because we have grown very quickly over the last 18 months. We went from less than 100 to now over 200.
Yep.
So those structures and processes are very important, but we have to bring our people along and make sure, like the restaurants partners that we have, they adopt the processes and structure
evolve,
and the technology.
You evolve too,
well.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Has it been challenging though, you know, researching for the markets that you want to head into? Are they very different, the kinds of things that they want, the kinds of things that you're expecting?
Of course, from the consumer and both restaurant partners front, there are a lot of similarities, but also a lot of differences.
Yeah.
A great thing about product is we actually customize a lot of our products to the local country needs.
Mm.
So that allows us to quickly adopt those products and be able to roll them out in the countries.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I mean, obviously staying fresh is very important for a brand like Chope. What would the brand refresh look like? I mean, what is Chope evolving into?
In fact, we just launched our new brand a couple of months ago. Apart from just aesthetic changes, it really marks a new chapter for us at Chope because we're moving away from just being a reliable reservation platform. We are also now trying to focus on helping consumers discover more restaurants quickly, be able to make recommendations more accurately. But on top of that, creating content that's enjoyable, that buys dining, telling a bit more dining stories, enjoy more and help consumers enjoy more better deals in the market. And also we have loyalty programs that they can reap rewards off.
Mm. Where do you see Safe4's profitability for the rest of the company outside of Singapore? So we talked about your glowing numbers here for Singapore revenue almost doubling, etc.
Let's just say we are very confident of our proven business model.
Yeah.
We know it's a model that works. and we are very lucky for us. We are very supported by a lot of investors from the region. So our real focus is really to make sure that the regional growth and expansion works for us. We are also looking at potentially expanding our geographical footprint in the near future.
Mm.
At the end of the day, so long the cost of acquisition and retention for us is less than the lifetime value of a customer, we are ready to power ahead.
Great, great to hear that. Obviously, the economic downturn it's coming. I mean, how is Chop bracing for the economic downturn?
Because traditionally, people tend to eat out less.
Yes.
Right? When they're tightening their belts, so to speak.
But of course, I think the restaurants will also feel that part. But we have a lot of products that help them market the restaurants to the consumers in different ways, and that will help them tide through. At the end of the day, if our restaurant partners don't do well, neither will we. So I think at the downturn, it's not true, because we also have like a lot of restaurant groups that are of a bit more mass market. And at the end of the day, you do have to eat, and Singaporeans love their food. Just because of downturn, they are not going to stop eating out.
Okay, makes sense.
We should consider eat every other day. That's not going to happen. Sean Tan is the COO of Chope, joining us today to talk about their success story and how they've survived in the startup world for about 8 years already. So it's continued success. Sean Tan, thank you so much for coming today.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.